Off the Ball, GAA.
The game is much more progressive. It's been much more engaging for people to watch and more entertaining for supporters.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Shamrock Rovers head coach Stephen Bradley, thanks for talking to me. A really dramatic finish to the game there tonight. I saw you getting Ed McGuinty to go over to the supporters. That's the kind of celebration I'm sure he will boost his confidence, shall we say, going into the season.
Yeah, look, it's obviously a really important save for us at the end. I believe Ed's the best shot stopper in the country, and I think we've seen that last year, and we're seeing it this year as well. We're a bit unfortunate to give away the pen, and Rory slips, and that's where he plays in. It is a penalty. But like I said, he makes a save, which is really, really important for us.
He also pulled off a good save. I know it was ruled offside in the end, but that quick reaction from the bullet header from close range, another brilliant save.
Yeah, again, that's why we wanted him here. If you look at the stats last year, he makes saves. That's what Ed does. He makes really important saves at important times. And we're starting to see that. And he'll only get better as he understands our defenders and how they like to defend. And you can see him, he's starting higher for us now. And he's really helping settle on the back three.
The other thing he has, and Barry Murphy was beside me tonight, he was saying his ability with his feet, he's able to play with the ball as well. That's also an important aspect of his game, you like?
Yeah, it is. Against us in Tala last year, he caused us real problems with that on our press. And so it's definitely an aspect that we knew we could do. And you could see tonight there was times that we went back to him and he got us out the other side very well. So it's definitely another attribute he has.
I think the game played out as many of us expected it would. Shamrock Rovers came with a lot of possession. Drogheda defending deep as they like to do and maybe hitting you on the break or with long balls. But as we've seen with other teams, if Drogheda United take an early lead, they're hard to break down and it's very hard to get a win. So to get back-to-back wins in this manner, coming from behind against Drogheda United, is that extra pleasing?
Yeah, it is, because exactly what you just said is true. When they score, they usually don't concede. They fall really deep and they defend really well. They defend our box really well. So, but I felt in the game in general we were in a good place. The goal we give away, it's really silly. Dylan has real control of it in his box and tries to dribble, and all he needs to do is clear down the line. So it was really, really silly. But there wasn't any panic because I felt we were in real control of the game. We were dealing with the long throw-ins, the long balls, second balls. We were dealing with all that really well. But like you said, we show real belief and character to come back up here. And like you said, when they go a goal up, they go really deep and defend our box really well.
There was a couple of other moments maybe where you lost possession easily in the game. There's another in the opposite box as well. Is that just maybe the start of the season, a little bit of ring rustiness, and you need to get that match sharpness amongst the squad?
Yeah, look, we played one pre-season game, you know, and when you do that, you don't have your eye, you don't have your sharpness. So we knew when we made that decision last year that was going to be the case early on this year. But we also know it's going to come. We know we have real quality in the team, especially in the final third. And we know as the games go and they get fitter and sharper that final bit will come. But something had to give after the season last year, and it was the pre-season games. So we know that bit still has to come for us.
Roberto Lopez coming up to 300 club appearances. I think he's only about 4 or 5 away maybe. Just that. You know, he's such a good defender, but the way he reads the game as well, it's been totally evident there tonight as well.
Yeah, it's him and Dan have been brilliant, and Pico and Dan are using all that experience, and then Corey coming in beside them hasn't missed a beat. He's been excellent. So it's really good to see Corey, someone that we've worked on the last 18 months, put him in, take him out, and now you can see that he's ready to play, which is really, really pleasing. I mean, having beside Pico and Dan, that experience and that know-how helps him no end.
I kind of forgot he's a centre back though, because he made so many runs down the left, like a left winger.
Yeah, he can play there, he can play everywhere, but I really like him in that left sided position because he has real athleticism from there, and he gives you a real overload on the side because when he plays, he runs. So it gives us real balance as well. Usually Lee plays there, he's right footed, so Corey gives us real balance, and I thought the back three were excellent tonight.
So, international break now, a bit of time for you to get on the training pitch and maybe work on a few things, and I suppose with a couple of new additions like Sean Robertson as well, just to get accustomed to play the way you want them to play.
Yeah, exactly. We'll give them in tomorrow and then they have a couple of days off, and hopefully then we get Lee and Danny Mandrew back and Trevor Clark back. And like you said, we've got a bit of training time now on the pitch, which will help us. It'd be good to get people used to each other, and then we're back into then after international break.
And just to finish on the international break, obviously Hamer Hallgrimsson was asked about all this stuff that's been going on the last couple of weeks. He issued an apology. He seemed to maybe just take the air out of this whole controversy that's been going on the last couple of weeks. And rightly so, people have been kind of making comments about what he said. So what did you kind of make of his response to everything that's been going on?
You've got to take the man at face value if he's apologising. He's big enough to do that. You've got to accept that. And like I said, everyone makes mistakes. He made a mistake. He's recognised that and apologised. So no issues whatsoever. We move on.
Would you go for a pint with him?
If he's buying, yeah.
Coming soon to your Off The Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous. Police will use tear gas.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. A 10-part Off The Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Ruta 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Ruta 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
Drogheda United manager Kevin Doherty, what's your initial feelings coming out after that game tonight?
You're disappointed with the result, obviously, and probably the manner of it. And look, you get a 96-minute penalty, you're hoping to get a result and then keep the unbeaten run going. But probably the most disappointing thing for me is the goals that we gave. Like, and when I say we gave them to Rovers, now look, you can Rovers look at it and say Graham Bourke has an unbelievable touch in the halfway line and all, but how he's allowed to take that in the first place. And then, to be honest, the first goal, we put them in on goal ourselves, and which is something we haven't done. So I don't want to be too critical, because we've been excellent, like absolutely excellent. And I think, like I just looked, had a quick look there. I think we had 12 shots, and I'll tell you, it's a long time since we had 12 shots on goal against Shamrock Rovers, whether we even in games we won. And yeah, we had to keep our shape and that. And I don't think they opened us up, which they usually did. But said that probably the disappointing, and you ask my feeling, my gut feeling is disappointment because we lost the game. But still, I think the way we went and after it in the second half showed a lot of character. The lads came back. Again, you have a lot of young lads coming on the pitch. Look, we're missing, obviously, a good few, but I'm really proud of the players for how we got back at it. And look, if Farrell's penalty goes in, you're thinking, brilliant, great point, and great fight back and all that. But look, McGinty makes a good save and looks at football.
What's the situation on penalty takers? Is Shane your number one and everybody's fit? Or?
No, Ryan. Well, we've Dougie, then we had Josh. So both of them are injured, and Ryan would have been on them, but came off. And then, look, again, I would have backed Farrell anyway. You know, he takes all the set pieces, and look, keeper save penalties to go the right way. I mean, you've seen it in much bigger games than this week in Anfield, goalkeeper saving penalties. So it happened. But yeah, look, we probably, as I said, at the start of the season, it would have been Dougie in pre-season, then Josh took them, and then it was Ryan. But again, I wouldn't blame any for Farrell or anything like that. You know, as he's hit the target, he hasn't put it over. Probably not an unbelievable penalty, to be fair, but McGinty has to make the save, and he did.
The fear for most teams, I know Stephen Bradley even said it to me, is that if you go 1-0 down to Drogheda United, it's very hard to get a result out of the game. We've seen it the last couple of weeks with Shelburne and Bohemians. What do you think was different then this week?
That we gave them the two goals. Now again, as I said, that's taken away from Graham Bourke's quality of taking down, and how it goes in, I don't know. It's very hard to see. I haven't seen it back. But as I said, we've literally given, like, we played Aaron Green in on goal. That was us. We made that decision. Should have been the end of the pitch or coming up to half time.
And that came between Keely and Cooper, and Cooper had been playing really well as well.
Well, to be fair, and I don't want to be pointing, it was Connor Kane playing the ball back in the first place, but it was in that area. But again, I really don't want to, I'm not, Jesus, Connor being sensational for us. Both Connors. So we, as I said, it's just a mistake, but I'm not going to be throwing anybody under the bus because they've been unbelievable. But that's the difference, as you said, we have been hard to break down. And I said it to the lads, we went out to Tala last year and they beat us, was it 4-0 or even 5-0, I don't even remember. And at times you can go, right, okay, they may have beat us, but I didn't feel it tonight. I think we contributed to the two goals that they got. So I don't think, remember Luke Dennison pulling off save after save, which again against Rovers happens a lot. You have to. And look, Rovers are an excellent side, but the main thing and the disappointing thing is the goals that we contributed to ourselves. Now, I'm extremely proud of the effort of the lads. I'm extremely proud of how we rallied in the second half and our fitness levels, and we kept going and kept going. And look, we get an opportunity in the 96th minute to get a draw. And I said, I'm probably not even talking about a lot of stuff, but I'm really, really happy with the players again. Probably you have to context and all that type of stuff. We're sitting top of the table after six games and we're missing Douglas James Taylor, Alicia, Josh Thomas, James Boulder, Paul Doyle. So I'm more than happy where we are. Disappointment tonight, but we take our 2 weeks now before Cork away, which will be a tough one. See, they got another really good result tonight. So we get ourselves ready for that.
And will you be hoping to have that bunch of five players? Could you have any of those back by the next game?
There'll be a couple of them, yeah. Well, I hope so. There should be at least, I'm not going to give a number, but probably Dougie and Alicia will be the longest, put it that way. But I'd be hopeful of the other three, yeah.
And that helps you with competition for places. Tim Clancy against yourself in the next game as well. It's going to be an interesting storyline going into that match.
Yeah, I haven't beaten him yet. So he went to Pats, so I'll have to try that. But and that's the thing. It's and this is like I mean, we'd 4 or 5 under-20s on the bench tonight. And again, that's fine. Like, I mean, they're good lads. You see, Big Derry coming on there causes trouble. Like, that's what I thought, that was the game for him to come on in. And we said. You would have a lot more probably competition for starting places and also options. And I don't mean options because it sounds disrespectful to young lads, but I mean like 14 players ready to come on. If we'd had those 5 players, for instance, things might have been maybe the influence again. But having said that, you have Luke Heaney coming on, excellent, wins the penalty. You have Kieran Cruz for his debut, comes on really positive, goes and works his backside off, has good quality. And then you have, as I said, you have Big Derry coming on, who was a handful as you can see, but he's come into us at the start of the year and he needs to get fitter and fitter and fitter, and in fairness he's getting there, so he keeps working his backside off and he'll get fitter. He had young Conor Cronin making his debut last week, so plenty of debuts, as I said, Kieran Cruz tonight. But yeah, it will be nice to, but that sounds, as I said, like I'm not happy with the lads. Are really, really, really good and have been for whatever it is, six games, however many weeks that is, 5 weeks I suppose. So again, it'd be nice to have a full squad. Of course everyone would like that. Rovers are missing plenty tonight, everybody does, it's just the way it is. I know Cork were missing a good few tonight as well, so it's going to be difficult in Turner's Road. But as I said, if you'd have offered me to be top of the table after six games and 2 weeks to sit and look at that table, I'd take it.
Just finally, Ryan Brennan didn't look too happy about coming off, but you'd expect that from a grizzled professional like himself. 33 years of age, I'm not sure if you're aware, he made 76 First Division appearances. That was his 324th in the Premier tonight. That's 400 league appearances. I just thought you might, well, I'm not sure if he was too angry there for you to pay tribute to him tonight, but if you want to.
Again, Ryan has this terrible habit. I can promise you, Ryan wasn't angry about coming off. He was giving out about the goal, we can see.
Okay,
he does it all the time. Like, any time he's talking about someone, this, because they tend to take Ryan off and we have to change something. Now, Ryan's an absolute legend at this club and probably in the league. And I just felt when we needed Luke on, at that stage, it was the right thing for Ryan to be the one. But it's fine, it was further last week. But again, I can promise you, and you can ask him if you don't believe me, he did it last year a couple of times, but and waving the arms and all, I'd do it myself. He wasn't giving out about being coming off. He was giving out about the goal, we could see it, and rightly so, because I was giving out about it. But I just wasn't waving my arms about it as much. But no, he's absolutely brilliant, and he's a proper leader. And even in there now, we stood up and we get together. Look, we're going to lose games of football. Again, it's like we want to progress. We want to win every single game. Highly unlikely that we will, but really, really happy with Ryan and all the lads.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.